Reminder, very, very cool special event coming up tomorrow. It is the local Yellow Springs Troop 30349 Girl Scouts that have brought the screening of a movie right here to Yellow Springs at the Bryan Center from 7 until 10 o'clock tomorrow night. We've got one of the filmmakers, Molly Stroud, going to be joining us by phone from Seattle, Washington, I do believe. We'll find out when we get her here. Also, the young Girl Scout who wrote me a note to make me aware and all of us aware of this very important screening happening again tomorrow from 7 until 10 p.m. here in Yellow Springs at the Bryan Center. We'll be talking with Victoria Osborne. And we got the whole troop here in the studio, to be quite honest. You know what? You guys could say, you guys could all just say, hey, you're listening to WYSO. Can you say, you're listening to WYSO. I don't think I've been in such good company for a long time. They're going to be here in the studio, and we're all going to shine a little light on something that indeed needs a little light shown.
There's a universal truth shared by all females. A truth which has been swept under the rug for generations.
We're shooting a documentary about
females and how vicious we can be to each other.
There's a fountain right over there.
What?
There's a fountain if you guys want to play.
That's a great thing. About time.
Between girls, it is like a, you know, ancient Roman war or something. You know, on a good day, they're all really cute and you know, drawing hearts all over each other's papers and stuff. On a bad day, it's you know, a bloodbath.
But what's really going on in girl world? I'm Lauren, and that's Molly. On September 1st, 2009, we packed a minivan with our cameras and our mothers and embarked on an over 10,000-mile-long journey across the country with the hope of establishing a national school program for girls.
America!
Is days away, but don't you ever want to come out and play in the snow?
Raise your hands if you've ever been negatively affected by something that another girl has said or done to you.
Yes. And it's really hard to imagine girls in elementary school having such hatred inside of them.
I was really scared to walk from one class to the other without being pushed into a locker, coming home with a black eye, because I didn't know what they were going to do.
How many of you guys have daughters?
Three.
And have you all seen this sort of, like, vicious behavior between
Yeah, mine will go to Fist City over a pretzel.
Like, guys are all friends and stuff, and, like, girls are just like, I don't like you and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I resent the school system, I guess. Maybe it's not just local. It's a bigger picture than that, because they don't have anything in place that I can find.
You know, I still, even today, I never really told anyone how much it hurt.
I think I've been one of the best friends that I could be to anybody, and I'd just love to have a friend like that for me.
You know, even if they're not nice to you, it's that feeling of you don't know their story, so don't assume that you know their story.
She said, I wish I was dead, Mom. And she was nine.
There's one thing we can all be. We may not all be beautiful. We may not all be smart. We may not all be talented. But we can all be kind. The two of us.
That is the trailer, the opener for an amazing movie, Finding Kind. And it is a great pleasure to welcome to the studio one of the co-producers and filmmakers, Molly Thompson. Molly, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. So excited to be here.
No doubt. I had a chance to watch the documentary last night and just was astonished at how widespread, you know, you would like to imagine in your own thinking that that bullying is just isolated here and there. Maybe you were unlucky or you happened to witness or be the brunt, but it is astonishing at how widespread and constant it is. I found myself, And so how did you recognize that this could be something that you could make a difference, recognize this truth, and start your sort of chipping away?
Lauren is the co-founder with me with Kind Campaign and actor and producer of Finding Kind. And this whole thing actually started with the idea of the film. She came to me with this idea that was originally about middle school girls and what specifically middle school girls go through. And once we started talking about it and turned on the cameras, we realized that, like you were saying, this is a universal issue that affects females of all ages all over the country. And both of us are very tied to the subject matter. Lauren had an experience in middle school that really made her passionate about it and sparked this idea. And when she came to me, I immediately jumped on board because I had an experience my junior year of high school that really tied me to the project. And so right when we started pre-production on the film, just shooting initial interviews, this was actually while we were still in, we were seniors at Pepperdine University. And so we were still in college, and we just started running with this. And when we just heard how open and honest girls and women were being about these experiences that they went through, we realized that we wanted to do something more. And that's where the idea of the movement and nonprofit and school program Kind Campaign came about.
And you can find, by the way, kindcampaign.com is a wealth of information. And there's links to also to how to get a screening of this movie. And at this point, I would like to welcome our other guest into the studio. She is a member of Troop 30349 here in Yellow Springs. She's Victoria. And Victoria, thanks. Thanks for being here today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thanks for making me aware of this. I'd like to know how it is, Victoria, that you became aware of this movie.
Well, I just like our leader just told us that that a lot of girls just had trouble with this movement, and that we should do something about it.
Yeah, and so you decided that a good thing would be to host a screening, and you got everybody together and decided that it's something you can make a change of. And I wonder, we talked a little bit before, you haven't necessarily been the victim, but there's something, I mean, you know that it goes on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all seen it in one form or another. We've been talking about this all morning and getting some nice feedback about seeing this screening tomorrow night from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Bryan Center here in Yellow Springs. Molly, talked about this unique distribution, this interesting way that you guys are allowing for these screenings.
Yeah, so we work with IndieFlix, which is our distribution company, and basically we are really pushing hosting screenings in schools and communities. We haven't released the DVD for purchase quite yet. It's actually, though, up online right now. If you go to IndieFlix.com, if you are not able to make it to the screening throughout the rest of this month, we did kind of a Mother's Day special, and throughout the rest of this month, you can watch it online. That's the first time we've ever done anything like that because, like you said, we are kind of doing these screenings and pushing these screenings in schools and communities because we're really focusing on the change that's created during these screenings, and watching the film in a group setting like that really brings up a lot of emotions, but it's amazing to go through the journey of the film with other people who are in your school or in your community, with them surrounding you. And after the film, typically there's a bunch of interactive features that the audience members participate in, and it's really incredible to do that in a school setting or in a community setting. And we've literally seen lives transformed right before our very eyes after these events.
It's in the movie as well. You can see it happening there. And I have to say, among the more striking, I appreciated that you spoke with girls of all ages, so thereby mm-hmm. meaning women as well.
Yeah.
And to hear these women talk about these incidences, even in one case where the woman had been the bullier, and another case where she had been the victim, to this day, that is like a wound. It is like a sore. And I have to say, I wanted to say that I enjoyed the movie. That was my first, you know, accounting. But it's not quite about that. I have to say, though, that I'm deeply glad that I saw it. I have to guess that you behind the camera were finding yourself crying quite a bit in the making of this.
Oh, it was a very emotional journey, to say the least. We, you know, met so many incredible people along the way, and we were on this road trip to shoot the film for about a month and a half. And as you see in the film, it's the two of us and our moms and a cameraman. And the entire time, you know, we were just hearing these emotional and touching stories from girls and women and even guys who've had experiences, you know, watching someone go through this. And there were lots of tears, but at the same time, lots of healing. And, you know, we hope that that's what you come away with at the end of the film. There's, you know, the positive message of hope. And that, again, is why we love doing these screenings in group settings, because of the change that can be made. This is something that we have control over. And so there's definitely, though, a lot of tears shed throughout the filming process. And I remember one time, actually, when we sat down, and you'll see, you've seen in the film, and anyone who hasn't seen the film will see, there's a truth booth section where girls are in this booth and just really raw and expressing themselves and their thoughts on this issue or what they've been through. And at one point, probably midway through the road trip, we sat down to watch some of that footage and just couldn't do it. It was just too emotional for us at that time. But like I said, there's that message of hope, which, you know, we hope strikes you as well.
I want to play a little bit, an excerpt from the end of the movie that addresses that just a little bit, and we'll be right back. We're talking with filmmaker Molly Thompson and local Girl Scout trooper and Antioch School student Victoria Osborne. Listen to this, an excerpt from the movie Finding Kind.
Just unreal.
Everything we've done, all the work, the road trip, the launching of our campaign, the whole thing, the goal behind this was, I can't even breathe, was to do this and to have these programs, and we're doing it and we're going to start, and that's what needs to happen. We need to do this because that's where the change is going to happen, by talking to girls in schools about this. And so here we go, fall 2010. We're so excited. Thank you, Being School Program. I love you.
I love you.
It's funny to think about how this project started and where it ended up. I wouldn't take back a second of my middle school experience because it led us here, in relationship and conversation with each other and amazing girls all over the country. There's no definite reason why these things happen. You can blame the media, society, parents, gender roles, technology, the school system. But it's not about that. Although they do play a huge role, pointing the finger at those things makes this a complicated mess without a solution. The solution is simple. It's us. It's you, and it's me, and it's our ability to consider the way we treat other females, other people. Consider what others might be going through. Apologize for things you have said or done, even if it happened 30 years ago. Talk to your friends about the issues you have with them. Be happy with who you are. Stick up for the kid being bullied in class. We've all heard it from our mothers a million times, but if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say it, or find something nice to say. This may sound cliche, but think about it. It's really that simple.
The kids that are being bullied hurt, but so are the bullies. Those kids, and it doesn't have to be like that. It does not have to be like that, because I'm convinced that that's what's spurring most of the kids that are out there that are hurting others are hurting themselves on an emotional level, and we need to be helping each other, not tearing each other down.
So if you're sitting down right now with the quote unquote mean girl in school, or a woman who's been bullying other women even, what would you want to say to them?
Well, there's two ideas. One is why. Why are you doing this? And relatedly, are you aware of the consequences? But I think more importantly, my question would be, if I had the rapport, what happened to you? What did you go through? With the presumption being that we bully because we've been bullied, or we hurt because we are hurt.
We're We're talking with filmmaker Molly Thompson. And I have to say, Molly, the one thing that I took away from Finding Kind, again, it's screening tomorrow night from 7 until 10 p.m., is how much it really does make a difference to say I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's one of our main messages and one of the things that we like to leave through the film, but also when we travel and go into schools, we really talk about how transformative an apology can be. And one of the interactive features that typically goes on after the screening is the Kind Apology. And it's just giving the audience members an opportunity to apologize for something that they've said and done. And part of Kind Campaign's message is that we've all been on both sides of this issue. We're not pointing the finger at anyone because we've all been affected by the things that have been said and done to us, but we also play a role in this. And we've said and done things that have affected other people as well. And so taking ownership of that and having the courage to apologize for those things really makes such a big difference, not only in the person that you're apologizing to, but also in your life as well. And we have watched girls and women and guys and men hand out these apology cards after the screening. And it is just amazing to see the conversations that are started because of the simple piece of paper. Especially in schools, oftentimes girls get caught up in the drama of the situation and they don't even remember what it is that they were arguing about in the first place. They just know that there's supposed to be some sort of conflict or drama going on. And so taking a step back and realizing that you do have control over the situation by simply saying I'm sorry really starts very vital conversations and, again, just transforms school hallways and communities.
And lives, no question about it, one person at a time, and then you really have changed the community. I can't express enough how much I want to say enjoyed this movie. It's not that kind of thing, but how glad I am that I've seen it and how glad I am that there are people that get it, that see that this doesn't have to be the way it is. And another aspect, and I do hope that everyone will come to the showing tomorrow from 7 until 10 p.m., you use archival footage from the 50s of this kind of behavior in girls. It's unbelievable. So we can't stop it. Maybe it comes to us, huh?
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely something. I think people think that you know, this is a new phenomenon, but we show that in the film because this is something that's been going on, you know, for generations. And we do have control over it. And I think that's oftentimes we get caught up in thinking that that's a rite of passage that we all have to go through as females at some point in our lives. And that's just simply not the case.
Yeah. It's called Finding Kind. It is going to be showing at the Bryan Center here in Yellow Springs from 7 until 10 o'clock tomorrow night. And it's not just the movie, but it's a chance to talk after as well. If this issue has touched you at all, I think that you will come away much lightened in your burden and much perhaps at least in some way healed. Molly, thank you for this. Thanks for doing it. And thanks for letting the Girl Scouts put it on for us.
Yes, thank you so much for hosting a screening, girls. We're so excited to hear how it goes, and thanks for having me on to chat with you.
We got a room full of happy girls, and thanks so much, Molly. I really appreciate it. Thanks for this movie. And if you'd like to find out more, you can look online, kindcampaign.com. That's kindcampaign.com. Victoria, I want to thank you for making us aware of this movie. I really do appreciate it, and I particularly am grateful for the good work.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Anything else you want to add, sweetie?
This movie is more like for like fifth graders and up because it has like some language in it.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You're
like
right.
Hard language.
It's not awful, but it's a little bit.
Yes, just strong.
Strong.
Language.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding. Although even younger kids could come if their parents let them know that it's just a little bit, but it's a reflection of reality. Thank you for reminding us, Victoria.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for doing this. Thanks to Troop 30349 in Yellow Springs. Thank you, Molly. And here's a tune that I always consider to be very good advice from Suzzy and Maggie Roach. It's tomorrow night at the Bryan Center, Finding Kind, from 7 until 10 p.m.
People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior.